Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
What up, family? Peace. We back. This is your host, Brother Kev, aka Cosmic Kev.
And your girl Rigel is right here for you.
Like power.
Yes, indeed, and we are Collective Minds Radio, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all got to think. And family, this is the last show of the month, so we are doing an open discussion. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport, so please give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, as always, do we have any announcements, and how was y'all week?
No announcements for me. I had a good week just battling a little influenza. In case someone is noticing the sound of my voice, and I still feel good. So that's a great thing. But I don't have any announcements.
Dang, not the cold bug.
Influenza.
It
is
out
that
all my
season.
Family people. I don't think Sister Roger been sick since the '90s.
I know it's been a minute. That's
been a minute.
I have a wild theory about that, but I won't get into it right now. It's a wild theory that I have. A reason why I think I was overcome, but.
Well, hey, it's Brother Mufasa.
Right.
I had an interesting weekend. You know, peace and love to all the family. I had the honor of last night going to the 25th Savior's Day Awards Banquet at the local Mass here in St. Louis, Mass number 28. And the keynote speaker was student minister, Brother Ishmael Muhammad. And it was a packed house, you know, good food, good people, good environment. And I really enjoyed myself. It was really good to be around people of like mind and like spirit. So I enjoyed it. Then the brother came back this morning and spoke at the local Myers again, so I want to shout out to that brother because he was here till late last night talking to about 11 and was able to come on back this morning and give us some more words of wisdom. So special shout out to Brother Ishmael Muhammad and Mosque number 28. Happy Savior's Day.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. My quick announcement is just for the family, I guess. In the Midwest, they say it's a polar vortex coming this week, so they expect the temperatures to drop drastically starting Monday and on into Tuesday. Maybe some single digits, maybe some negative temperatures. So, yeah, family, just get prepared, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and on into Thursday should be pretty cold, so, you know. Take care of yourself, take care of the family, take care of the kids. And, just be on the lookout for that because they say it is coming. You dig?
So yeah, that again, sounds scary. Yeah. Polar vortex. That sounds scary.
Polar vortex. Right. It's going to be cold. Yeah, but this Collective Minds, y'all. We are going to talk about, things that happened this week. This is open discussion. So if you want to, you can give us a call. Like I said, this is not a spectator school. You want to get all the Collective Minds in on the discussion. And we're going to talk about some things that's been going on in the news this week. There's been a lot going on. Now, this is what I want to do before we get started. Just when we're having these conversations, because a lot of times we start talking in circles and things get drowned out. So I personally just have a few demands as we go through these dialogues and have these discussions. Because at the end of the day, I believe that, we're looking for the truth. You know, it's not about who's right or wrong. We're just trying to find out, get closer to the truth and get a better perspective. So I would suggest, that we just listen to each other. You feel what I'm saying? Not put words in each other's mouth, because I know that happens a lot. Let's stick to facts. If you make a statement, please have something to back your statement. You see what I'm saying? You cannot just make blanket statements. You got to just stick with the facts and keep it real. So as we dialogue, communicate, let's pay attention to the words I'm talking to myself as well, so this ain't to nobody. Just make sure we pay attention to the words that we use and how we communicate and listen to the other person, and then we go from there, because that way it's not just a bunch of talking in circles. We're actually having a conversation and coming to a conclusion. The first thing on the list that we want to talk
good,
about.
Brother.
No, that's real talk. Now, if I said something incorrect, please check me, Brother Mufasa, please.
You go ahead. I see the tangled web that you're weaving. See, me and Brother Kev, we play mental chess. Me and Brother Kev play mental chess throughout the week. That is my brother. Love him dearly. And we play mental chess throughout the week. And I see he's tangling a web for me. And I'm not going to fly into it. I'm not going to fly into it. He's tangling
a web. No. Brother Mufasa.
You're a spider.
My brother.
He's tangling a web.
That was a good one.
No. This is real, because if we want to have communication, we got to be on point. We don't want to just be talking in circles and never get nowhere. We want to be on point, right or wrong.
Okay, brother. Okay, all right, brother.
So now, family, the first thing on the list is there was an incident that happened in Florida. Now, according to news reports, we're going to get right into it. There was a video
right
of some kids on bikes. There was an MLK Day event where some black kids were riding bikes. They was having a protest down in Miami. A woman named Dana Scalione, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, there was a video that went viral. So this woman gets out of her car, yells at the kids. She ends up pushing one. Now, if I'm saying something incorrect, that's not a fact, let me know. The woman, according on the video, she got out of the car. She started yelling at the kids. She pushed one of the kids. She accused another kid of running over her foot. So they was arguing, going back and forth. Her boyfriend, who has now been identified as Mark Allen Bartlett, gets out of the car, brandishing a gun, proceeds to call the kids all kind of niggas and then pulls a gun out on them. And gets back in the car. That was basically the gist of the video. So I don't know if y'all seen it. It went viral, but me and Brother Mufasa had a discussion on this, so we wanted to bring it to the show, because this just happened this past Monday on Martin Luther King's birthday, on the holiday rather. So now my point was, the woman was out of line in how she handled the situation. She pushed the kids first. She called them a bunch of thugs first. And her boyfriend was way out of line for pulling a gun on those kids and calling them niggas. Now, I'm going to give Mufasa a chance to state his point. But my question is now, do you agree or disagree with that? Because you, if you agree, but then you say but, then there's really no, you know, no discussion. But if you disagree that they were not out of line, then, you know, we can have a talk. And, you know, if you want to defend their action, we can have a talk about that. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there because that's my contention, just so we're clear on if there's even an argument. I'm saying she was out of line in the way she handled the situation, and he was way out of line pulling a gun on those kids and calling them niggas. You know, and then I let you respond to that and let, you know, our sister get in as well, right?
All right, so you coming to me. So is it any – first off, do you want to ask me a specific question, again, about the situation? I want you, my question is clear. So what is your question to me again?
Okay, no, the question is, do you disagree with that statement? It's because what I'm saying is the woman, Dana, whatever her last name is, was out of line in the way she handled the situation. One, by yelling and pushing those kids, calling them thugs, and her husband was way out of line for pulling a gun on those kids and then proceeding to call them niggas. So my question is, do you agree or disagree with that statement? Because if you say I agree, but then there's really, you know, we can go on to the next topic. But if you disagree that they were not out of line, then we can, you know, we can have a discussion.
Okay.
So
well, let's have this discussion. Because I disagree that they were not out of line. The woman was not out of line in her behavior, and that man was not out of line in his behavior. And before I go into explaining why I say that, I have to ask you two questions. And my first question is, if you could tell that woman and that man, if you know going into this situation, or even now, if you see how it unfolds, if you could tell them anything about how to do their behavior, correct their behavior, anything, what would you tell them? What would you tell that woman, that man, that they should do differently in their behavior? Brother K.
Number one, if you, for me, I mean, if they're protesting, there's a way, I mean, you either wait till they get done or you go around. You know, there's, you don't have to push the kids. There's a way to talk to kids as well. You see, by you being the adult, there's a way to talk to kids. And for the guy, if he felt like his girlfriend, which we found out through an article in the Washington Post that that was his girlfriend, if you feel like your girlfriend's in danger and being surrounded, you can approach and come up there and say what you got to say without being vulgar, without using racial slurs, and without pulling your gun out. You can have your gun on you without pulling it out. You can just have it on you just in case there's an issue. See, that's how I feel like, you know, if you're being reasonable and being rational, that's how I would have, you know, handled that particular situation.
I'm following you. And my second question is, with the children, what would you tell those children after we've seen how this unfolded? What would you say to those kids?
Well, considering that she ran up on them and started yelling at them and called them names first, and they were involved in a peaceful protest, right?
Yeah.
They were involved in a peaceful protest. So, I mean, I'm not really sure how
to
really go because no, I'm not saying that, but I felt like a lot of their actions were in defense of what the lady was doing. You see what I'm saying?
So they handled themselves accordingly, basically what you say, so you ain't no reason if you tell them.
Given the circumstances, yeah. Given the circumstances of how they
question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well let me make this statement. Right, Judy, I'm going to give you the flow. So.
You don't want me to answer those questions?
I want to, because this happened with me and Brother Kev throughout the week, so I'm going to lay out my ground. I'm going to pass the mic to you. So with what he just said, him trying to tell that white man and that white woman anything is a mistake. I wouldn't tell them nothing because you already know what's in their nature and how they're going to act. You think they're going to listen to you? They're not going to listen to nothing that you have to say. So why try to tell them anything? Why deal with them? And, yeah, they acted. I don't see nothing wrong with what they did because I expect them. I know how they're going to act. I know their behavior. They did what they do. It's no surprise to me in their behavior. Zero zilch nada. It's not a shock to me. They behave like their nature tells them to behave. And to those children, I'm going to speak to those children because those are my people. And I'm going to sit down with my children and tell them, explain to them the world that they're living in, the people that they're dealing with, and how they need to protect themselves and what they need to expect out of these people so that they can handle themselves accordingly. Protesting, we know it gets us zero zilch nowhere, nada. Doesn't benefit us at all. So when you're peacefully riding bikes in intersections, setting down traffic, you're just putting yourself at risk and open up the pathway for this demonic, evil, satanic demon to attack you. You are exposing yourself and making yourself vulnerable to your open enemy, your enemy by nature. So I would tell those children, don't do that. Don't set yourself up for failure. You have no protection out here. Nobody here to protect you. When the race soldiers came, there was no one there to protect them. They were on their own. That man could have killed them, could have shot them down. Because they want to sit there and argue with a beast, with a demon that you know don't care nothing about them, looking for confrontation with them. So they just offered it up on a platter. T totally out of line and off code. We need to train our children better. And that's my statement on that situation. Sister Raju or Brother Kev?
I'm gonna let
Sister
Raju
go, and then I'm
gonna respond. Okay, before I answer those questions, forgive me for laughing, but I'm laughing because before, throughout the week, Mufasa, you said that the kids were bad kids, and yet you would have shot them too. Let's just leave that right there.
I said I would have shot them.
Can we get applause?
That's not facts. I did not say
that
I would have shot them. I did say they were bad kids. Yes, they were bad kids. Riding their bikes in the middle of an intersection. Y'all saw the video that Brother Kev sent me. I see a bunch of kids blocking traffic. What if I got to go to work? What if I'm trying to get to the hospital? What about if I got my wife with me and she having a heart attack? And I can't get through traffic because a bunch of kids is riding around in the intersection acting a fool. That's no way to behave. Protesting that don't get us nowhere. Anywhere. It don't get us nowhere. That's not the way to behave. It don't get us nowhere. So like I said, I could have been having a medical emergency as a black man. And I can't get through traffic because a bunch of kids is running around in the intersection on bikes not paying attention to
all that is neither here nor there because that was not their situation. So
then,
we got to stay away from hypotheticals. There was no medical emergency. She was trying to get her kid.
I'm not talking about her.
No,
I said they had traffic blocked.
But you,
Did they? Did they not?
That's what. That's what a protest.
That's a fact.
That's what some protests are.
So that's a fact. That's a fact that they had traffic blocked. That is a fact. And they had traffic blocked on some BS. Protesting, which we know protesting gets us where? Nowhere. So, yes, you have us, you got the traffic blocked on some BS. And I'm just saying, what if I was there and I had met anybody there?
Not, but that's neither
had to get through.
That's
anybody
there
could have had to get through.
Everybody didn't get out, though. There was only two race soldiers that got out. Everybody didn't get out.
There you. You,
see,
and you know why they, and you know why them race soldiers got out?
Because they could just wait it.
But
yeah, we know because
why they get out.
And they saw some black kids.
So the door, right? And the door was open. The opportunity presented itself. The opportunity presented themselves for the confrontation. They served it up right in the platter. Kids, what them kids wasn't ready prepared for war.
They
weren't prepared for war.
I don't necessarily agree that it was just served up because just because we haven't had this discussion before, and I know we're not the only ones that have acknowledged the fact that protesting is not as effective as we would like it to be. Yes, we on the same page there, and I know there's plenty of people that would agree with that, and it's something that won't. However, it happens because it's plenty of people that would agree, but it's plenty that won't agree with that statement, so they will do protests. Protesting is not illegal, so it still happens. Just because we think and our opinion is that it doesn't is not as effective, it still happens because it's not illegal, it's not banned, it's something that people still have the right to do. So it's done, and they were having a protest. And those people were who got out the car. They were angry, just like Brother Ken said. They were foolish, but they were also angry, and that's why.
And
they
the
got
kids
out
were
the
foolish
car.
Too.
And
those kids were foolish
for protesting, or they was foolish for another reason. What are you saying? They were
foolish. Foolish for protesting. Foolish for sitting there trying to argue with some race soldiers, and you ain't got no weapon. Foolish for even engaging the enemy. Unprepared. Foolish.
Okay, well, let me,
very
go,
foolish.
Before, let me go ahead and answer the question. Let me go ahead and answer the question, too, because I almost forgot what the question was. So as the first question was, how would I change the young lady's behavior? Well,
What would be your advice to tell them how to behave differently in the situation, the young lady and the young, and not, well, if you want to call a young lady, with their woman and their man.
The man and the children. Okay, yeah. Well, for the young lady, I would say, first off, she shouldn't even get out the car. They could have looked for other opportunities. If their situation wasn't a diehard emergency where they had to and didn't have another choice but to go their route, in the event of a protest, you choose to go a different route or wait versus getting out your car to address and have a confrontation with a group of protesters. That is not logical unless you just an angry, irrational person. That's not logical behavior to do so. My advice to them both would have been to stay in the car. First and foremost, since we know she didn't, and she got out of the car, and she approached them. My advice to her would be not to approach them. Go a different route. And if you want to go, and just with the hypothetical that you mentioned, if you was having a heart attack and all that, that's different. Because under that circumstance, I'm not saying that I want any of this to happen, but and when you're having a heart attack, you got the right to do everything. You can run them over as far as I'm concerned, but that wasn't the case. And if
but it could have been a case.
If there's no other route for you to go, and if it wasn't no other route for you to go, what's wrong with getting out and saying something you know, or just trying to be a little more peaceful about it, about trying to, hey, I'm sorry, I really need to get here. I'm having a heart attack or something like that. You know, I really need to get past, you know. And that I don't really like to use that as an example because that's not realistic. That's not a realistic way to behave if you have a heart attack anyway. So I don't even know if we should even just add that in there. But, I mean, if you must go that route, you know, if you just must go that route, then talk to them because as an adult, they didn't grow up around many protesters themselves. White people have protests all the time, so they know how to approach a protest. They know how
this stuff is done,
and as far as the man goes, of course he definitely shouldn't have got out with a gun because they shouldn't have never got out in the first place. They shouldn't have got out in the first place. The kids themselves, as a parent, as an adult, I'm not gonna encourage kids to argue with an adult. So if my child had been out there, I would have told my child you should have removed yourself from the situation too. If someone is approaching, whether it's a man, woman, white, black, kid, adult, whatever, approaching you in an aggressive manner, and you have the ability to remove yourself from that, especially if I'm not around and authorities not around, just remove yourself from that. I would advise my child, if my child was one of them kids, to remove themselves, yes. But these adults that was there, they came to them. That's the problem. The kids didn't go to them. Even though, I would tell my kids to remove yourself, this adult came. She came. That's just like her walking into the fire. It's like, why is she walking to the fire?
You know what? This is what's
right
so dangerous.
Hold on, before you go, if you just joining this family, this Collective Minds Radio, we talking about the viral video that you all may have seen, where the white guy pulled a gun on some kids protesting last Monday on MLK Day, and the white woman, you know, they got out and was yelling at the kids, and he ended up pulling a gun on them, and that's the incident we're discussing today. We are having an open discussion, so give us a call. Is 929-477-1697. I'm going to let you go, and then I'm going to respond to what you said, because I got to respond to what you said, my brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, the dangerous thing about what y'all are saying, though, is, and this is why I had said something about your mind being colonized, is thinking you can reason with these people. You cannot reason with them. So to even get, that's why I asked all that, because you shouldn't be trying to give them no advice, because you already know what time it is.
But you asked the question. You asked the question about giving them advice.
And I asked the question, and if you was on cold, your answer should have been, I ain't got no words for them. I would have been busting their heads. That would have been the proper response. I don't have no advice for them, because if I was on the scene, I'd have been trying to crack their heads open. That's what I'd have been doing. I ain't got no words of advice for them, because I know what time it is with them.
All right,
and that's why
let me finish
because he cut me off.
Go ahead.
I'm going to wrap it up. That's why I say it's dangerous what y'all are saying, because y'all are under this impression that we ain't living in this world where we have an open enemy. And you just telling our kids that it's okay to willy-nilly run around here, running out in the intersection, like you ain't got race soldiers out here that to get with you. That's dangerous. That is dangerous to teach our kids that crap is okay when it's not. They open up themselves and put themselves in a position to be attacked by an enemy with nobody there to protect them. That is dangerous. That is dangerous.
Okay, indeed. Now, between us three, Raiju, now you see how his tone is changing from the conversation before.
Yeah.
But we gonna leave that there. Now,
no,
two points that you made. You're talking about the kids protesting and how protesting doesn't work for black people. Again, that is your opinion. protesting is still legal in this country. It's not illegal. Those kids had a right to protest. And
legal in
whether
this country.
we agree or not, that's what they were doing. They wasn't doing anything illegal. They were peacefully protesting. Number two, what
in this
you
great
doing
country.
By saying
in this great
number
country.
Two, what you are doing by saying, well, that's just their behavior, that's their nature. What you're doing is making an excuse for them. So every time a black person gets violated by a racist white supremacist, we're supposed to just say, oh, that's their nature. We know who we – no, we live in this country, and unfortunately we have
to
deal
to heal
with
them.
So that doesn't mean – no, that doesn't mean that. You're not listening. I'm saying that don't make an excuse for them anytime a black person gets violated. And especially
that's not an
when
excuse.
It comes
that's
to
the truth.
Listen, you got to let me go, bro. You got to let me go because I let you go. We cannot make excuses for them, especially when they violate our women and children. Again, we cannot make excuses for these people, especially when they violate our women and children. So let's not go there. We have to be honest. And even if they don't hear us, their behavior was incorrect. It doesn't matter how they feel or what their nature is. Their nature or that behavior was incorrect, period, point blank. So just because we know how they behave, that doesn't give them an excuse to violate us and behave like that. Otherwise, what are we doing?
Hey,
because we can't.
You need to switch that word.
No, hold on, wait. We cannot just separate, like you say, because where are we separating to? Racism, white supremacy is a global system. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, they need to be held accountable for their actions, period, point blank. And however that needs to be done, they need to be held accountable.
Can I help you with something?
Go ahead, my brother. Go
Instead
ahead.
Instead of saying an excuse, giving them an excuse, because I'm not giving them an excuse, you should just say, that don't mean we giving them the consent to do what they do. That's what you should change is consent. Because I'm not saying, I'm not giving me an excuse. It's not an excuse. It's just like if I walk past a snake and that mug bite me, I know that's what the snake do. If the snake bite me, I'm going to say, oh, why you do that? Why you do that to me? That's what it does. Now, I'm not kidding.
Look,
that. It's because I walk past the snake. That don't mean I'm consenting to the snake. I don't mean I'm consenting to the snake biting me. You know what I'm saying?
Mufasa,
I don't mean I'm consenting to it.
Mufasa, because you're the same person who say that you'll get upset if they call you a nigger. You said you would get upset and you would be ready to put hands on them if they called you a nigger. But
then
you just said that's
how
they act.
You know why? And you
know
why?
That's how they act, though. That's their nature. That's what you should expect. Why you get mad? You see?
You know why? And I see that's why I say you're not listening. You know why I would get mad? Because I know that's what you do. I didn't give you the consent to call me a nigger. So when you called it to
exactly.
me, it's on and popping.
Huh?
It's on
that's
and popping. It's on and popping.
What are you saying? Listen to what you're saying, brother.
I am listening. You're not listening.
No, you're not. That's not the same.
They didn't get
that's not the same. Because they didn't get them consent either.
They didn't get
them
permission to get
compare.
Out and come with a gun,
hold on, brother
bro.
Kevin,
what are you
say.
Talking
you
about?
You cannot
okay,
compare.
Go ahead.
Oh, brother Kevin, hold on. You cannot compare what them boys did to walking into a snake pit.
Yes, I can.
Because they didn't walk into a snake pit. They were protesting. That's like you saying
right.
that. That's like somebody throwing a snake at them.
Oh,
they didn't walk
right.
into a snake pit. Or you,
they
or
didn't
if you're
ask for
say,
them to come up to
if,
them.
If you're gonna compare just regular behavior on this earth as a snake
that
pit.
That wasn't regular behavior.
I got
that ain't regular behavior them kids was doing. That wasn't regular behavior.
Protesting is regular behavior. Because
that's American.
That's
country was founded on protesting.
That ain't no regular behavior.
Say, That's what they say do in America. When you want to stand
exactly.
up for something, they say to protest.
Yeah, I bet you they do tell you that, and you still enough to listen to it. Them kids should have been out. You really want to protest, okay, do your thing. But somebody should have been out there strapped up and ready because, you, like I said, you out there protesting, blocking intersection. You have opened the door to your enemy to attack you. And when the enemy attacked them, they were unprepared. They were unprepared. When you do stuff like – when you do stuff – see, y'all want to play like this is not real war. This is actual war.
No.
You can't be sitting up here playing around with these people. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all want to sit here and play fight. Y'all want to play – y'all want to play fight with these people. That's what y'all want to do. Y'all want to play fight. Y'all want to play fight. And y'all – okay, we're going to pretend we're going to fight. We're going to pretend we're going to fight. And
my
then
brother.
When the white man – then when the white man hit you too hard, you're like, oh, why you hit me that hard? I didn't want you to hit me
brother.
That hard. Y'all want to sit there and play slaps with this fool. No,
my
you
brother.
Cannot play slaps with this fool. You
bro.
Can't play slaps with this fool. What's
protesting
wrong with y'all?
Protesting is not illegal. That's just like somebody being
illegal.
Violated if they just walking down the street. Are you going to make an excuse for the race? So if somebody
okay.
walking down the street, you're going to be like, oh, we know where we at. We shouldn't be walking down the street.
Right.
No,
was
bro.
They,
were they just walking down the street? Were they just walking down the street?
They were not doing anything
no.
illegal.
They was
no,
protesting.
Were they doing anything illegal? Were they doing anything illegal?
Right. Did they break any laws? Did they break,
did
any,
they
laws?
Break any laws, bro? Did they break any laws? Did they break any laws? We might
laws,
lose
of course.
Our brother.
That's for you, Mufasa.
Yeah,
laws,
did they break any laws,
to
my brother?
I don't know. You had to ask Mufasa. The municipalities there.
If they ask
the local municipality, was they breaking any laws?
Well, what we
ask
do
them.
Know
ask,
is the guy.
Ask the local.
We do know that the race
ask
soldier
the local
broke
municipality.
The law because he was. We do know that the race soldier broke a law because he was arrested. None of the reports
yes.
came back saying those kids had been arrested, so apparently they did
right.
not break any laws.
They weren't breaking
bro.
The law.
They did not
we,
invite that woman.
I know, y'all just,
right.
you know,
and,
the problem
you,
is.
They just, so
go,
you
go
say,
ahead, because, go
if,
ahead.
If I'm in my house right now, they can come right in here and just snatch me up out of here for talking on this show right now because, hey, that's what they do. They got
no.
right
that's what they do. That's what
no.
they do.
So that's who
yeah.
they are. I'm here.
No,
I'm
see, that's why.
Show.
That's why I say y'all not really listening, but go ahead. You hear me, but you just
no.
hearing what you want to hear.
No,
no
you're not fully,
you're
not fully hearing
you're
me. And I think that's that colonization, and that's that, you know, that's that colonization and the love of the white man that's in y'all head that y'all don't fully
no,
hear
my
me.
Brother. My brother,
you can't fully
again,
grasp.
If we,
you can't fully
now,
grasp.
I
don't want to
spend too much time
want,
on this because
said, you don't want
yeah.
said you would kill them boys. You said if I was there, I would have
exactly.
shot them all dead.
If I was, a white race soldier, yeah, yeah.
Now, how you gonna jump into the mind of a white race soldier like that? No, bro. Because
I know, because I know how they is,
we,
and you don't,
listen,
cause I know
my
how
brother.
They are, and you don't, but you, and this the main one that always talk about the
racism.
System of white supremacy, but now you're going to act
bro.
Like you don't know how they are. But
bro.
You the one,
I'm
the
a,
main one that talk about white supremacy, but now you're going to
exactly.
act like
a,
you don't know their behavior. We done
bro,
dealt with
I'm
these
a,
people for thousands of years, and we don't know that they
brother.
Behavior. That's why I'm saying
my
that
brother.
That's not an excuse for their behavior. You've been knowing
my
how
brother.
They act with you for thousands of years. How many more years do it take for you to understand how
my
they
brother.
Feel about you? I'm just asking you that. How
my
much
brother.
More time do y'all need to see how they deal with you, how they feel about
we
you?
Already
do you
know.
Need a, you need a thousand
we already know.
You need a thousand
we already
more
know.
Years. You need a thousand
we
more years.
Know.
No, well, if you know, well, if you know, if you know, if you know, why are you, if you know, if you know, no, I didn't change my tone. It just we was texting and y'all didn't really fully grasp what I was saying.
No, we was talking. This first started off as a talking conversation. Then we started texting the next day. And when we were talking,
I didn't say nothing different from what I said. I ain't saying nothing different.
Yes.
What if I say it differently? Yeah. What if I say it differently,
yeah, brother?
Okay, what if I say
you
differently?
You said them kids was acting like some thugs. You said they attacked that woman. You saying that she may have been scared. They was attacking her. They surrounded her. One of them.
Okay, let's address that.
You said all types
okay.
of stuff. Nah, well.
You want to address that
listen,
real quick?
Brother.
I can. If you want me to address
that
real fast.
I really
address
don't. This is what I want to say, my brother. My brother. My brother. I love you, my brother. But this is what we can't do. As black men.
Come on with that colonized ass man.
Again, we must protect our women and children and defend them. There's no
if
other
I was there, I
would've. That would be making excuses for
I ain't
their
making
an
excuse.
Children being violent.
I didn't make an excuse.
You see,
I didn't make an excuse. I never made an excuse. I just said what the facts are. I didn't make an excuse. I made a fact of how they are. That is a fact of how they are. That's no excuse for their behavior. I just know how they act. And if I was there,
they don't need to be held accountable. So basically you're saying they don't need to be held accountable if we know how they are.
Yeah, he should have been held accountable. He should have been. Somebody should have been out there to
Thank
pull a
you.
Gun on him. Somebody should have been out there to pull a gun on him. But unfortunately, nobody. Unfortunately, though, y'all don't want to think like that. Y'all want to say, "Oh, them white people were so wrong. They were so wrong." You want to trust. You want to trust that the white man gonna do your children so sweet and nice, instead of saying, "I should have taught my kids how to be on code, and maybe we should have been out there with pistols, because we know that this behavior is going to cause some white folks to attack them." We should have known that. Somebody should have known that a bunch of black kids riding around in the intersection was going to make some white folks try to get with them. So somebody black should have known that, and somebody black should have been out there. So when them race soldiers popped out on them, they could have handled it accordingly. But no, we want to just sit back and pretend like, the white man ain't gonna say nothing to our kids, because they gonna respect them. They gonna respect him as being protesters.
That's all I'm saying.
They gonna respect them.
I'm glad you had a change of heart.
I didn't change.
Yeah,
I didn't change
too.
Everything
right.
I said.
Nice.
I did not change.
Nice
everything
change.
I said is. I didn't change.
I see the growth.
I didn't change.
I see the growth.
I stand
brother.
By everything. I stand by everything I said. From the beginning. I haven't changed at all.
I
haven't changed at all. I keep asking y'all, what did I say differently from then? And you can't tell me. I ain't said nothing different.
I told you. I said, I named about the things that you said, but let's go to the, you want to get to the phone line and see if we got some callers.
Okay.
See what's up.
Okay. Yeah, let's take area code 314. 568, call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of comments and a whole bunch of questions. Second time calling for me with my brother Mufasa. You know, listening to the conversation last week, it really don't surprise me much on things you were saying. But just starting off, you keep saying if the kids is out there and they had guns and they could have pulled a pistol off back, man. Then they get caught, I'm sure, in your eyes, then they would have been the thugs and the hooligans, like you call them, because now they're out here protesting. Now they're not legally protesting. They're protesting with guns now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're saying that all of this could have been diffused by one thing, just if the white lady would have just stayed in the car. Who is she to get out of her protect some people what they can't do legally? You know what I mean? That's
exactly.
That don't make no sense to me at all. But
hold up, brother. Let me help you. Let me help it make sense to you.
Facts.
Who is she? She was a woman, an enemy to you and your children, and that's why she got off. She is your open enemy to you and your children, and that's why she got out of that car.
So basically,
that's what put in her. That right to approach your baby.
So basically, fearing what this white lady go do, we need to tiptoe around the legal things we do in our life.
Exactly, legal things.
You understand
again.
What I'm saying? That she's
ahead,
the person
bro.
She is, the kids are supposed to not do the legal what they were doing. It wasn't nothing they doing wrong. And to switch it real quick, it's like you took it to a whole other field. You went to heart attacks and childbirths, and ain't none of that got nothing to do with this whole situation. It's like that's an excuse to me what you're saying for the lady. What if? What if? What if?
That's why I say y'all not fully listening. Y'all not fully listening because I'm not saying I wasn't talking for her. I'm saying that goes back to me saying, well, what the kids was doing. See, y'all want to justify that the kids riding in the intersection, that's okay to do. That's fine.
It's
do
legal.
You y'all
they
like,
were
okay,
legally
hey,
protesting, bro. They legally protesting.
Do you know where
you're saying? It's not what we
do
saying.
You, bike
the,
ride,
the law says
do y'all
they
know where
ride.
Y'all at? Do y'all, but do y'all
if
know where y'all
ride
at?
Was so much of an issue, I'm sure I come in all these videos, we ain't seen no police out there running the kids away.
Do y'all know
and
where y'all at?
Was that much legal? Was that much illegal from riding in the streets, what you said? So the worst thing the kids did was roll their bike in the street.
Do y'all know where y'all live, right? So you doggone right when you sitting out there, and you got your kids rolling them bikes like that and blocking traffic. Yes, they are in danger. It ain't no such thing as we can peacefully protest. Yes, so y'all just under this illusion. Like it's all good for us here. It's not all good for us. We are literally for real. This is a serious war.
Hold on.
And that's why we fail.
It's peaceful protesting going on every day in this world until you get some white folks hopping out their car pointing pistols in people's face.
Why are we pointing them back? Maybe if we start pointing them back, they will quit pointing on us. And these thugs and hooligans that you call them, you know them kids, might be honorable students.
That's on their way to get their doctorate. Getting their PhD.
Exactly.
You call them thugs. You call the thugs and hooligans, and you don't even know them kids. Them kids should be the best.
Exactly.
Them kids should be better. Them kids should be better than your kids in the world. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you just Mustafa, the black man, just stereotype another young black male. That's what you just
exactly.
did.
Exactly. And
you
that leads to my other point.
I would never tell my kids to do no foolish crap like that. Never.
But that's what. So since you're saying you wouldn't tell your kids to do it is wrong. So if I tell my young son to stand up for yourself and speak your mind, so that make me. Being a dumb person, telling
exactly.
my son to stand up and speak for themselves. That's what it is.
Because exactly.
you choose not to do it.
Well, this is what I tell you. If you gonna tell your son to do that, I hope you out there with a pistol. So when the white man ran up on him with his, you could at least protect yours. I hope you'd have went that farther, that step further. That's all I'm saying. If you gonna tell your kid to do that, at least be there for him. So when the white man run up on him with pistols, you can up yours too. Realize
wow.
that this is war. That's what y'all
so that's
not
another,
realize.
So that's a whole other scenario that ain't even play. We talking about the story at hand and what went on at
that
hand.
That is
what
happened.
We don't know if the parents was there. We don't know any of that. All we know is that the white lady. Got out of her car.
Exactly.
This dumb white lady got out of her car and ran up on a bunch of young men, which is dumb. And then by her running up on a bunch of young men doing like they do, now I'm threatened for my life. Here come the racist white man with the pistol, calling the kids niggas.
And
so,
nobody corrected
that.
And nobody was there to address it. And nobody
was
there to address it.
What parent is with their kids 24 hours, bro?
What about if he
with their kids 24 hours?
But they out there protesting. They are supposed to protect themselves.
Where was the adults
at? Ain't no adults there to protect them? Ain't no adults there to protect them? What about if he walked up on them and pistol whipped one of them? What about if he pistol whipped one of them and beat the hell out of them?
I mean,
then
what?
Because that could have happened. Because that could, it's not hypothetical.
But
y'all, do y'all, I keep
but
asking y'all, do y'all know where y'all
it
at?
It didn't happen. Bro.
I keep saying, asking y'all, do y'all know where y'all at? Y'all keep forgetting.
Man, yeah.
Hold on,
and
I'm
I know
y'all
where
y'all know it.
I keep asking y'all if y'all know where y'all at. Y'all
bro,
keep forgetting
where we're at. But look, listen, my brother, what you're
you
doing
not,
again,
you're not preparing yourself for it. You're
the,
not preparing yourself accordingly.
Making,
you're not handling yourself accordingly. If you know where you at.
Of course.
If you know where you at.
I'm a researcher and I study white supremacy thoroughly. And I'm
okay, well, if you studied it, if you studied it and you know it well, why would you want them babies to be out there doing that unprotected?
So hypothetically speaking,
they're not doing nothing illegal, bro.
It's not about wanting to be unprotected. It's not about
wanting
our babies to be out there unprotected at all. It's not about that. It's about what they did. They walked up on these young men
Let me ask y'all this.
Not
about wanting the kids to be out there unprotected. That's not logical.
Well, Roger, let me ask you this. Okay, because this is this situation. Did they walk up on some kids sitting on the sidewalk putting some air in their tires on their bike tires? Is
no,
that what they walked up on?
But sitting on the sidewalk putting air in their tires is just as legal as what they was doing.
Exactly. In the eyes of the law,
neither one of them statements is illegal. They can't get in went to jail and got in trouble for neither one of them things. But neither one of them actually would have got them in trouble. So what difference would that make?
So your argument is that they was doing something legal, right? That's your argument, that they was doing something that was legal.
And because they was doing something that's legal,
then nothing should have, you know, it should have been no confrontation because they was doing something that was legal.
There's no way that you can sit here and maneuver this to say that somehow, some way, what these little kids was doing should have been actually a white dude calling them nigga and putting a gun in their face.
And putting a gun on them.
You can't hypothetically say, or you can't maybe if nothing that's going to make this sound nowhere near sense. Because these kids, if they was blocking the highway, if they was blocking anything, if as long as they ain't breaking no laws, you can't sit there and say that somebody got the right to come put no pistol in their face.
First off, I never said they had the right. I'm telling you, I know that they did what they did because that's their behavior. That's the part that y'all are missing. The part that y'all missing is I know that they reacted that way because that's how they get down. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying why expose yourself to a threat and not be prepared is what I'm trying to explain to y'all.
We live in the same world.
When you block highways, when you block traffic, you asking for the confrontation. So when the confrontation comes, be prepared.
You want black people to stay in the house, bro? We got
to
live in this world.
I want you to be prepared. In other words, you want the young men to go from being young men to gun-toting thugs and hooligans like you called them in the conversation earlier.
If somebody up a gun on you, you can up a gun back. Yeah. What you mean? If somebody up a gun on you, you can up a gun back. What you talking about? Be prepared.
No 16-year-old kid can't up no legal gun on nobody.
Well, then right. the adults should have been out there then. Well, some adults should have been out there then.
Let's get to one. We got another call. I want to get to the call line.
Okay.
We appreciate that call. You made some good points.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
it. You made some good points, caller. Thanks for calling in. But let me ask, we're going to get to this to the call lines, too.
We're
going
to get to the call.
One quick question. Mufasa, do you still think these boys was dumb and thugs and all that thugs was acting with, you know, what you was calling them before? Do you still consider them to be, you know, those same bad little thugs and all those other names?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to the callers. Okay.
Three one four six one six.
Call you on with Collective Minds Radio.
And I ain't hesitate.
Yeah, you did for a minute.
Yes,
That's
fine. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Indeed. You please call them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little lost. What exactly are we talking about?
Now we talking about the viral video from last week where the white guy pulled a gun on the kids that was protesting on their bikes, and his wife assaulted
okay.
him. So we talking about that, but it's an open discussion. But we've been talking about that since the show started. But go ahead, Carla.
I was a little confused. I know I had saw, I guess because these videos are all the same to me now. I saw a video where a white guy, did he punch a little black girl?
Nah, that's a different video.
That's a different video.
That's a different.
Okay. Now, that was the video that was kind of resonating in my mind. So, I 100%
agree. Please just said also.
Brother Kevin, I'm going to kind of listen today, but I 100% agree with you, Brother Kevin. This is their behavior, you know. But I don't have much to say this week. I'm just going to kind of listen.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right.
Yo,
now Mufasa.
Right?
Now this. Yeah.
This is their behavior.
Right. So
this
then, on top of that, on top of that, you call those kids thugs for what they were doing, which was peacefully protesting? Let's be clear. Because what you're doing is showing some anti-blackness and some self-hate there. Because for one, you don't know those kids, and those kids were not doing anything. And
Hold on, let me
say this part, and I'm going to let you go. Because this is typical of how a lot of black people feel when dealing with each other. There's a lot of black self-hate within our community. And that comes from us growing up in environments where we're around black people and we see a lot of black dysfunction. We see a lot of black degenerate behavior. And there's not a white person in sight. And we hold on, listen. And we start to build up resentment towards black people. Because then when we go on the other side, white people are very nice. And, you know, they give us jobs. They give us money. And this confuses a lot of black people in saying things like, well, it ain't no white supremacy. If black people just behave and blah, 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 and do all this. But that is just confusing, my brother. That is just confusing because the system is designed to function like that. It's designed for us to blame each other for our conditions and look negative towards each other. That is how the system is designed. Because the criminals in black society, right, the criminals in black society are put in the forefront, and that defines the entire race, which is that is not the case because you should know and I should know that most black kids are not thugs. Most black kids are not criminals. Most black kids do not engage in degenerate behavior. You see what I'm saying? But you're going with the narrative that they put
I'm
out
about
there,
this situation.
Which is, and those kids didn't do anything to display you calling them thugs or hooligans, bro.
Yes, they did.
What did they do?
First off, blocking traffic. If we want to talk about, you know, that,
so
anybody that is illegal, you're not adhering to the traffic laws. You can't be blocking traffic and running around in the intersection like that on your bike.
Bro.
And then second, and I hate to say this, but I have to because it was a white woman, but you still had young men, one of the young men ran up on the white woman getting ready to steal her on her face. You had another young man that got behind her, surrounding a female, getting ready to bang. You can't listen long enough for me to help you with that. I'm not going to defend some stupid behavior that them kids was doing. They set themselves up for failure. That was really dumb and stupid. What do you mean they was blocking the traffic? They was blocking the traffic.
No matter what you say, that's illegal.
We
got to go according to the laws, man.
See, I told you that colonization just, it won't let you intake. it just won't let you intake what I'm saying. You can't grasp it. It's that white that's colonized your brain. You can't intake what I'm saying.
You're defending these people and I'm gonna give you some rules of engagement.
Like I said about us being at war. I'm finna help you.
I'm trying to help you, brother. The kids were surrounding her, and they should have been defending themselves, but now you're saying something like, you're confused, bro. You're talking in circles, and I'm trying to help you out.
At one point, you said they should have had a gun to protect themselves.
So when they surrounded her, getting ready to protect themselves, you called them thugs for defending themselves. What are you saying?
You're getting confused.
You're getting confused because you're not listening. That's the colonization that's hurting your brain. I just told you what you said.
You're getting confused because you're not listening.
Let me tell you. Hold on, guys.
We'll be taking another call.
I can't get through that wall of colonization.
Brother Kevin, let Mufasa go ahead and try to explain that because Mufasa, he makes a good point. That is confusing. On one hand, you say that we know what we're up against. We're up against the enemy. They should have guns to protect themselves. And then on another end, you say that they're thugs. So, yeah, explain that.
For protecting themselves. Please explain, bro.
I'm going to try to help you, but I already know I'm not going to be successful. But I'm going to try to help
you. You're not making sense.
See? You ready?
Go ahead, my boy.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Listen, we are under war times. So if you know that we are under war times and you sitting up here doing that, you should know that you are inviting your enemy to approach you. You should know this. And when your enemy approach you, you should be fully prepared for what comes your way. So they was acting goonish and thuggish, not like trained soldiers, because trained soldiers would not do nothing like that, would not be sitting up there riding wild and reckless in the intersection on bikes, inviting the enemy to come to them and ill-prepared. So they were acting goonish and thuggish and foolish, out riding around, blocking traffic, unprotected. Then when they got into an altercation, the white man popped up with his pistol and squashed all the chat and made them retreat. Luckily, he didn't blow one of their heads off. So what I'm saying is, again, if you know what time, if you're a trained soldier and you know what you're in, you're not even going to behave like that unless you're setting up to ambush somebody. You ain't even going to play like that. If you on point, if you on cold, you ain't even going to be out there riding around in the intersection doing no mess like that. You're going to train and prepare yourself and handle yourself accordingly so that you know how to deal with whatever come your way. But go ahead. Get to the caller because it's go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, 314-381. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Yeah, Kevin, you do have kind of like a colonized mind.
Really, Mr. Trump?
Let me tell
supporter.
You something.
Mr. Trump
Natural
supporter,
Bridge
I have a colonized
and Van
mind.
Deventer. Hang on for a second. Natural Bridge and Van Deventer. You have Negroes cruising. It's blocking traffic so bad. So bad that they have to put barricades off and keep people from going into the park. Because I used to coach baseball teams. Hell, we couldn't even get to the diamond because these fools are cruising, hanging out the window, out the sunroof. And you know, here's another thing. I was on Union, Natural Bridge, turned right to go east. I get down to the next corner where the flower shop is, and I hear boom, 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 boom. I said, them gunshots. I dug down, I looked up, here comes two cars, one in front, one in the back, approaching Union. And the one in the back is shooting at the one in front of it. Them are some niggas. That's what they are.
Mm.
Causing all that kind of problem. You can't say it's not true. It is true. And you know,
Brother Kev don't think those exist. Brother Kev don't think those
exist.
Well,
hang on. Let me take this out on you. And I'm
not
talking about St. Louis. I'm naming streets and locations that you should be familiar with. They're at Beaumont High School in the back. And of course, you know, right down the street from Beaumont on Vandeventer, on Natural Bridge, you had an apartment where some dude killed two women and their kids. But you had a black man in the back of Beaumont with an automatic rifle shooting and terrorizing people. One white police officer, just one, comes up and this son of a gun runs like he's out of hell. And he's got an automatic rifle. I'm going to tell you this, and I don't live a lot longer. Black males is not going to do nothing against white males in the United States. That white man will kill death itself. And see, it ain't all blacks that's like this.
Okay,
man, hang on for a second. It's not all blacks like this. It's not all blacks like this.
Exactly. So what are you talking about? It's
because
not even most.
Because
it's not even most.
Because here's another
There's
thing.
There's a small
All
percentage
don't
of
do
black
that
people.
Neither.
Listen. No, you exactly. So what are you talking about?
Because
listen
that's the way
you
never clarify
what you guys are doing. And when you talk about
you
a colonized mind,
clarify.
You
on,
people
let
are letting you people are letting niggas define black people. That's not how I rock. I know that when they put the criminals on the forefront, the black criminals on the forefront, that's not all black people. That's not even the most. There's all right,
so we have agreed to that.
People.
We agree to that.
Listen. There's a small percentage of black people who do these things, but you guys think that...
You never call it out.
It's most
you
black
never
people.
Call
that's
it out,
not true.
Kevin.
You guys are going with the narrative. You know why I don't call it out? And I'm going to give you... Listen. And I have called it out, but listen.
But I've heard him say it over
just
and
say
over.
Check, just say yes or no to these questions. Are there good and bad, for lack of better terms, we'll just use good and bad people in every race? Is that a yes or no?
Absolutely.
Okay, stop right there. So no matter what, you're going to have good and bad things happen in society. The problem we have is the bad things that black people do are put in the forefront to represent the entire race. And the
well, that's not true.
That
is not true.
That is
and I'm going to show you. See, now here you are. Here, I don't told you it ain't true.
You have not
walked my shoes, and you're going to say what I'm saying is not true.
You guys
you know,
act like y'all never been
let me,
young
let
before
me tell you
and
something.
Done
let me tell you something.
Like, let's
let me tell you
real.
Something. I have erected structural steel all around the Missouri and Southern Illinois area. And 90-some-odd% of my employees were white males. Not that it wasn't no black. I had some blacks that kept working for me all the time because they was excellent in what they was doing, and they was there. But when you go down, when I go down to Fredericktown, when I go down to Crystal City, when I go down to Barnhart, and you read those local papers, they are dragging that white trash all through the news.
But they don't define the white race. The white when the white criminals commit crimes, they're humanized. These people are lone wolves. So what, see, this
they
is
not
what
humanized. Listen
does.
To me
listen,
again.
Bro.
Let me listen,
listen
to me
caller,
again.
This is what white supremacy says.
And see, here's another
deal.
Thing. You don't like to
white
listen to nobody when they talking
white,
against your
no,
narrative, man.
Because
you
it's not
let me finish.
Sense. Because you're
we
not
was only talking
sense.
About one situation. We were only talking about one situation. We didn't generalize.
Hang on. Why is it that blacks always get into these damn arguments? When I go down to these towns, it's Cape Girardeau, all down. We used to play ball. When you read the papers down there, they drag. Man, why don't you let somebody talk?
You have to read. You have to read.
When you get done talking, let me know when I can say something. Let me know
what I can say. I will. You have to read between the lines, caller. When they write these articles, see, I analyze and pay attention. These people are humanized. Look at the Austin bomber. Look at the Austin bomber that happened last year. The
well,
police
hell, look at
got
Kelly.
On there and said,
"Did they not humanize him?"
I'm not talking about that. They're demonizing this dude. What are you talking about?
Did they not humanize R. Kelly? If they not trying
let
to
me say
humanize
this,
Bill
caller.
Cosby?
Caller, let me say this, and this is what I'm gonna say,
boy.
This is what I'm going to say. White supremacy does this in a nutshell.
Did they not
white
try to humanize
are, listen,
Boss Man McGee
listen,
after infecting about 100-some-odd women?
Listen. This is what white supremacy does in a nutshell. White people are able to be individuals, and black people are lumped into groups. That is white
I never
supremacy
loved nobody.
In a nutshell.
Who is,
I don't
this,
think we loved
who
anyone.
Is this white
we didn't
supremacy,
love
man?
When do we love anybody?
System.
We never did. That's you. We never. I never
what,
lumped anyone. I didn't hear the caller lump nobody. That's
you. You called.
What
those
you doing,
kids,
Kevin? Is
sir,
reading the E in the world?
In
you need to leave that paper alone.
The who?
The Evening
no,
World.
Not.
Yes, you
no,
do.
I'm not
yeah.
reading. I don't even read the world. What are you talking about? I don't even read. The
yes,
world.
You do.
I don't even.
It sound like.
I don't even pay attention to black dysfunction because I know that doesn't represent me. So you guys focus on black dysfunction. Because you're worried about how white people are going to look at you. Because
and you know the thing about black,
the
you know the thing
the
about black dysfunction.
Well,
hang on, you know the thing
right there. Because
you know the thing
about
black
people are going to.
You know the thing
you.
About black dysfunction.
Based
black themselves
black
as a
doing.
Society don't go after that dysfunction that's in their community. They don't go after it.
How? Because we
they
don't
hush.
Control our community.
The hell you don't. When
no.
my grandfather,
see,
when I was a kid, when
exactly
I was a kid, when I was
that's
a kid, the black men
that's
in
the
neighborhood
problem.
Would go
when
after that
kid,
dysfunction,
that was years
especially
ago. Exactly.
That which came out of Pruitt-Igoe.
Exactly.
Don't tell me, don't.
And guess what killed that? Integration.
Go out
that's
there
the
to go out there
that.
To bear. Go out there to
integration killed that, my brother.
Go out there
that
to
was years ago.
Go out there to Barrons. What's the name of that community out there? And let me see you go out there. In Barrons, out there around Vale Avenue on Halls Ferry, and start doing some silly stuff out there in that black community. They have your
like blocking
up.
Traffic, like blocking traffic.
Of course,
blocking traffic.
No,
yes,
listen,
go out there and
listen,
try that.
Because we listen, you guys don't understand. You know,
Barrons
if you pay attention and you analyze, most crimes are done due to economics. You don't see rich black people committing violent crimes. Come on. If you have
I'm
money,
down here
you
in Baton Rouge.
Things,
I'm down here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana
crime.
Right now. I'm down here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana right
show
now.
Show me the
I
economics
don't see no,
of a community.
I don't see. Listen, hang on. I
Baton
don't
Rouge
see the type
of
ratchet
cities.
Behavior down here amongst these blacks that I see up there in St. Louis. I'm, you know what?
Of
you
course.
Have to look hard in Florida find somebody that's sagging in the pants.
Bro, now you talking about Baton Rouge. Do we need to pull up crime stats in Baton Rouge? You talking about what you see? Yeah, you can find that. But what I'm saying is crimes are connected to economics. This is
well,
not rocket
science,
you guys.
Supposed to be poor down here, too.
And there's
hey,
crime
right
in
quick.
Those areas. There's crime in those areas.
Brother Kev. Brother Kev, let me ask the caller this real quick. But what we was talking about with them with that situation, with them kids on them bikes, well, what they was
it's
doing,
four
was
wheels.
That dysfunctional behavior?
You're damn right that's dysfunctional behavior. That is dysfunctional. I rode motorcycles all over the country, BMW, me and a friend, and also with the Freewheelers. And we never act like that. Never.
Thank you.
You comparing your actions to some kids? These kids.
Hell,
these
I
kids.
Was a kid. What, you think I was an old ass man?
They, you wasn't that young riding around on a BMW motorcycle. You
the hell
that
I was.
Young.
I was
these
in my
teenagers.
Early 20s.
These were teenagers. You talking about early 20s? These are teenagers. That's not the same thing, sir. That's
so
not
they
the
make
same.
It okay.
In the house doing
so
homework.
That make it okay. That make it okay.
Yeah,
they
don't make it
okay
because they are teenagers.
And yet, they were not breaking the law. They did not break the law.
Did they have a helmet on?
But Brother Mufasa, you're going back and forth.
That was dysfunctional behavior.
You're going back and forth, brother. You're going back and forth.
No, I'm not.
You're going back and forth.
I'm not going back and forth. It's just that your mind can't grasp the full concept of what I'm trying to tell you.
Nobody listening, bro. This is recorded. Nobody listening.
You're not grasping the full concept. You're
not
grasping the full concept. So I have to keep.
No,
I'm
you're not
I'm
making
sense,
sense, brother.
But I gotta.
No,
I'm gonna have to keep it in pieces. I have to keep it in segments.
Yeah,
we got to understand.
I
can't
tell
you
something.
Full concept.
Hey, hang on. Let me tell you what happened at Cardinal Ritter.
I have a question.
And I'm gonna sit on. Let me get this out. Down there at Cardinal Ritter, you had some girls come up in there. Didn't even go to that school. And go around the classroom until they found who they were looking for and beat them up. And Cardinal Ritter, outsiders. Like they own the damn
place. So what
place.
Are you saying? That what does it have to do with anything? Nothing. We know that
what you
some
need,
people do
what,
stupid
what,
things.
What I would
so
hope
what are
that
you
do.
About?
Let me tell you
what
I'm saying.
What are you
saying.
Trying to paint?
Is
that
that's
all
black
girls?
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you what I'm
sense?
Trying to say. When you're talking about white supremacy, you don't identify, give an address, a description, and none of that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, I can give you address. It's
no, wait a minute. Well, wait a minute.
Activity.
Let me finish.
Education, entertainment, labor, law, sex,
let me finish.
War,
I'm talking about, you talking about industries.
Come on.
Give me some people.
I'm talking about a system.
Give me some people. We ain't talking about, hell, when you flush the toilet,
your
that's a system in your house.
President of the United States, your president. How about that?
And blacks
follow
him.
The people in office. The people, and they
you
have a colonized mind. They have a colonized mind. Because they don't pay attention to what's going on. The people who run the government, this is a white supremacist country. The world, the only system of government is white supremacy. Everywhere you go on the planet where there's a white and black dynamic, who's on top, who's on the bottom? Come on, y'all.
Kevin, not
let's
being
be for real.
Not being intrusive,
let's
but who
be for
do you
real.
Work for? Who you work for?
That's not in your business.
You work for a white company. I know you don't work
I
for
do.
No black company. Huh?
Yeah.
They know you talking like
so
this.
So what does that mean? Are you,
do
what,
they know
what you mean?
Talking
are you
like
gonna,
this?
They don't have to know. I go in and do my job and I leave.
Are you supporting white supremacy? Hey.
Everybody does. What do you mean? There's no way around it. What are you talking about? There's no, I never said I didn't. There's no way around
Whoa.
It.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no way around it.
Wow.
So what? Tell me something I don't know. Like, that's not breaking news.
I'll tell you something you don't
every
know.
Every black
kid,
person in the country
that black
kid,
that
every
some
day.
Black children, that some black children do dysfunctional things. That's something that you don't. No, and understand.
No, I never said that. Yes, they do. But what does it have to do with the rest of the majority of black kids? See, don't
we
try to paint all black kids. That's what
we
I'm saying.
Say
so what are you talking about? There's
we
some white kids that do
majority.
There's some white kids that do dysfunctional things. So what are you
but
talking
what
about?
What you should do is talk evenly on the good things that whites do and the bad things that they do.
No, what you should do is talk evenly on the good things that black people
do. I do it all the time.
And not focus on
do
the
I
negative.
Not talk about, do I
and
not talk about the national,
the negative.
Do I not talk about the National Society of Black Engineers out there and what we do on the third Saturday every month out at Flow Valley? In the engineering
every
department.
So often, but you come up with more black dysfunctional things than you do good things. So that's what I'm saying. Don't focus on
well,
that.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. By the time I leave the house and drive out to Flow Valley, I am driving through black areas. And I see this dysfunction if I don't get hit.
Exactly. And you develop hate and resentment towards black people because you're like, why don't these black people just act
if
right?
I did
what
that,
makes you think these white people
if
can
I
look
did
at
that,
these
how
people?
Are you
just assuming
this?
This is on a this is on
are
a
you assuming it or do you know that? Now, did you ask the callers how he feels, or are you just assuming?
Because consciously, no one will admit to self-hate. We're talking subconsciously. This is what this
but
grief,
you never,
and by the things that he has said, by the things that he has said, yes, I've come to a conclusion that there's some black self-hate, just like with you, the things you say. This is subconscious. We're talking on a subconscious level. You see, because consciously, you can say anything. And play little
so we're walking
tricks.
Around
we're talking
here
about
hypnotized.
The things that come out of your mouth.
I stated facts.
We're talking about the things that come out of your mouth.
This is the
see?
Truth. I would rather for truth to come out of a person's mouth it's, and let you know how they feel.
That's the
and
truth
a bunch
that
of kids running around
saying.
In the intersection and a bunch of
the
kids running around
see.
In the intersection is dysfunctional. Even though you don't want to see it that way, it's crazy.
And they cause accidents.
And it's
then when insurance companies redline the area, oh, there go white supremacy.
See?
All right. Hey, like I say, if you like it, I love it. But hey, for the listeners, I mean, everybody can clearly listen and see what's going on here. Like, you guys are displaying, again, some black self hate. And that's okay.
That's your perception through a colonized mind. And that's your perception through a colonized mind.
That's what I'm going
to
say, my brother.
Okay.
You just assume it. Just because
yeah,
we point out, just because we
no,
point
because
out a incident,
saying,
one incident, just because we saying, just because we point
the
out one incident of some black people, we only talking about one. We was talking about just a few
and
cases. We didn't say all.
Before,
you putting that on us. You giving us the label of all. We were only talking about a handful of cases. I brought up, about the case of the bikes. Then the brother on the phone brought up a couple of situations here in St. Louis. That was it. We just point out some situations where some black people went wrong. But,
you know,
you cannot understand that.
Kevin, what happened down at Ballpark Village? What happened down at Ballpark Village? The damn place hasn't been open a good 2 hours.
Here we go.
Hasn't been open 2 hours. Then who starts shooting the killer?
Here we go again.
Well, he's just trying to talk about the situation.
What happened down in Louisiana with the? What happened down in Louisiana, since that's where you're at, caller, where this white dude just killed five people? His parents, his girlfriend, her parents, and her brother. This happened yesterday, Saturday.
You're absolutely right.
It was a crime.
It's terrible.
He drove to West Virginia, and they arrested him. But we don't talk about that, though. We focus on the black dysfunction. Because you wouldn't even bring that up. You just want to focus on what black people are doing wrong. And like
now,
I
let me
said,
tell you something else
good
white folks do.
And good
you remember Clifford
and
Wilson
bad
said?
People in both races. So let's
you
not
know
play
the Clifford
this
Wilson?
Game.
You remember the Clifford
have
Wilson?
Good without bad. There's no
all right,
way.
You remember the Clifford Wilson
focused.
Center? You remember the
no.
Clifford Wilson Center? That was on
go ahead,
over
Carl.
There right down the street from Sumner High School. They had a center there. I put thousands of dollars in that center. But it was whites from the Church of Scientology that would come in on Saturday and work with the kids, help them read and stuff like that. Couldn't get no black folks to come in and do it. Down there at Pomoja.
So what are you saying?
I'm telling you, Well, what does it sound like? Whites came in to help blacks learn kids how to read.
There you
blacks
go.
Won't
the
do
white
it.
Savior. There you go.
Now
the white savior.
See,
white
this
daddy.
Is the thing. This is the thing.
White
this is
daddy.
Why. This is what I understand.
White daddy coming to save.
This is what
there
I'm understanding
go.
About Brother Kev. Brother Kev, if you talk about anything that black people are doing out of a line, his brain will short circuit. So when you're talking to Brother Kev, you have to realize this, and you have to talk about just what white people do, or his brain will short circuit.
Okay.
Back.
We're coming down to the last 5 minutes of the
Back.
Show, y'all. It's been real. We've been talking in circles. My head hurts, dealing with these. Oh,
Bad.
Man, this is cannot
Kevin, do
be,
you have trouble sleeping at night?
This cannot be real.
I bet
no,
you
I
sleep in a bedroom
good.
That's got padded walls and every other damn thing.
I sleep. No. I sleep very good. Trust and believe. I
you
sleep
can't.
Very well.
It's no way that somebody who always talking and hating white supremacists, how can
well.
You sleep?
I understand. Like, do you understand? You don't understand the system we live in, my brother.
Oh, my goodness, man. All right.
I
want to like to ask you and Mufasa, how do y'all sleep when y'all in a world full of black thugs and niggas that's killing everybody?
Right.
No, what we did,
I
what I done, is, wait a minute, ma'am, what I done is fled from them. Like, you see a lot of blacks fleeing from these areas. That's what I tell
you.
A red line
who,
is good.
Including probably
you
everybody on this phone.
How did these areas get like this? See, y'all just skip over for us. How do these areas get like this? Y'all just skip over.
Well, I guess
we're going to
go back
like
with
this.
That. Back when
that's
some dinosaur
subject.
Laid an egg. That's how.
I mean, come on, man. Y'all like this is a problem. You people act like you don't understand, which you may not. Now, if you don't understand, that's one thing. But if you're trying to be condescending, just say, that black people are different.
I'm glad you said
that. No,
Brother Kev.
Don't do that. Don't
Brother
do that.
Kev, I'm glad you said that because we can acknowledge that it's a problem in the hood. The difference is you waiting on white supremacy to change instead of what we saying
no.
is we see the problem and we can fix it in-house. But you only can sit back and wait on
fix
white supremacy to change it.
What
that's
talking?
What the problem
no, no, no.
is. You
no,
want white supremacy.
No,
to change. White supremacy got to fix it.
No,
we acknowledge
it's not
it is a problem
change.
And say, we should fix it
it's
ourselves.
It's not going to change. It's not going to change.
That's,
and black
you,
people
why
are
is
the
that?
Ones who are going
because
to change.
Because why is that? Why it won't
it's
change?
It's not going
why?
To change.
Because white supremacy won't let it change, right? Don't say
no,
it. Say
I'm
it, Brother Kev.
No, no,
say
no.
Say it.
No, it ain't about letting. It's recognizing if people don't understand the system they're in, they'll fall victim
you know
to the
what
same
you
trap.
Say.
What
you
are
you
talking about?
Say.
If people don't
you
understand
what you really
the
want to say.
In, they will fall victim to the same trap.
You really
want
to say
what
white
trap
supremacy
you
won't release
about?
Their grasp.
Hang on. What
you
kind
mean,
of trap
you
talking
type
about?
Of trap?
What is a mouse
what
trap?
Of trap?
What kind of trap are you talking about?
I mean, there's so many different obstacles that a person
but
growing
just,
up.
If it's that many, it shouldn't be hard
so
for you to name one or two. Like what?
Jail. Getting killed, like
hell
crime, like these are obstacles.
What do you mean jail? What you gonna, if you do something wrong, you little end
you
up
mean?
In jail.
And like I said, the neighborhoods are deprived of economics for a reason and then given drugs to make money, which is
well,
illegal.
Well, if the neighborhoods are deprived, and listen
this
to
this. Is what I'm saying.
Y'all.
These
you
are traps. These are traps.
Okay, it's been a great, great show.
Yeah, like, come
so
on.
Happy everybody tuned in. I'm definitely looking forward to Sunday, next Sunday. And, in fact, we on the lookout because every now and then throughout the week, conversation or discussion gets so involved, we may just do a sporadic
yeah, I'm going to do one tomorrow.
So on,
we should do one tomorrow.
On
challenge is out.
Let's be on the lookout for that.
I'm laying out the challenge. See me tomorrow. Meet me in the parking lot tomorrow night.
It may happen. So just thank everybody for supporting us. This is an awesome show. Continue to support us. Find us on all the social media outlets, YouTube. No, we don't have YouTube yet. We're looking into it, I believe. But definitely
we got
Facebook,
it.
Twitter, Instagram. Okay, we do have. I just got word we got YouTube. So be on the lookout. Collective Minds in the building. See you next week.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the curb, we up.